I'd like to share with you again out of 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. And I'm going to read verses 8 through 11 and try to give you a good picture of where we're going. And we're going to jump to verse 32. The Bible reads, "And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, said unto them, Why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we might fight together. When Saul and all of Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid." If you will, let's go to verse 32. "David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with the Philistine. Saul said to David, Thou art not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. David said unto Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him and smote him and delivered him out of his mouth. And when he rose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he have defiled the armies of the living God. David said thereover, The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, Go, and the Lord be with thee." On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or subject this morning: sending a boy to do a man's job. Sending a boy to do a man's job. We appreciate them, and we appreciate the gifts that God has bestowed in them, and to the adults that work with them so diligently. We thank God for their patience and their love for children, and to just keep on doing what they're doing so that they know that they have a place in the house of the living God. And so we are thankful this morning. We know that a lot have transpired, but we're going to move along. We trust not to be before you long this morning, standing in the need of prayer one more time. But I thank God that it's by his grace and his mercy that it is he that has blessed us to come together in worship one more time. And as we've sat here and witnessed the gifts and talents of our youth, we can't help but thank God for the masterful job that they are doing and is yet still to do. I am very thankful this morning to be in the midst of a people that know and believe that they are not the church of tomorrow. But as we train them in the way that they should go, in mannerisms and respect for themselves as well as the elders, they can be used by God right now for kingdom building. Young people have a drawing force. Young people have more power than we give them credit for. And so we are just thankful that because of who they are, there are parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles, that whenever they stand to do something, especially for the Lord, that would come and support them and to bid them Godspeed and to let them know that if they keep on trusting God, that things will work out for their good, because we got to let them know that they need God. As much as we love them, we can't be with them 24/7. And there are times when even though you may be watching, you can't see everything. But if you let them know that God has a watchful eye over you, then it's good to know that they know something about the power of a loving God. Too many times in some places they are told that they are not old enough to do this, that, or the other. But let us not underestimate their intellect and their power, because we love our children so much that it inspires us and it lifts us up to be with them in worship and in praise and to do when they are doing the right thing. especially when it comes to serving God and using their talents to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. We also have to be mindful to let them be children while they are children. We witnessed and saw little Bella dance such a wonderful, powerful dance this morning and giving praises unto the Lord. And if by chance you be at the Civic Center this afternoon, you will see a flip side. She's going to do the secular dance and she's going to show you she know how to move that little body of hers, her along with her brother. And so I'm just thankful that they are able and we are able to let them know that it's all right to be young. It's all right to enjoy the things of life, but do things decent and in order. Don't put so many restrictions on them that they can't enjoy life. You've enjoyed your life, and we've done some right, and we've done some wrong. There were times when you was in the clubhouse, and you were doing your own thing. There were times when you were sharing with other folk and doing things that was not in the will of God. But God brought you around and let you know that there is a God somewhere. Am I talking to anybody in here this morning? If you help me, I won't be with before you very long. I thank God for these young people and for what they are doing. And I'm even thankful because we have college students that don't feel like that they are so grown. They'll come back and help our children out. And for that, I say thank you. Thank you. You know, it is good to have those that are branching out and getting an opportunity to further their education. But don't forget where home is. And then they don't want to come back home and just sit down, but they still want to be a part of what's going on. So I am so thankful to be a servant in this household of worship. Many of them was not in service with us on last week due to attending youth church service, so they missed the message about putting on the whole armor of God so that they would be able to stand. That if they would protect the front, that God's love have got their back. So we trust and believe that like David, we can say that in the time of trouble, he will hide me in his mighty pavilion. The God I'm talking about this morning will protect us from all hurt, harm, or dangers, seen and unseen. God, I find him this morning to be a mighty fighter, and he will do whatever needs to be done. All you got to do is ask him. We heard Brother Williams sing that song, I Know What Prayer Can Do. Prayer is a way of communicating with God. You got to talk to God. You don't have to do it with a rhythm. You don't have to have certain particular words. All you got to do is just open up your mind and open up your mouth. And sometimes if you don't even feel like saying the word, you can just think about what you need the Lord to do. And how many of you know that God can read your spirit? God knows when you're staying in need of a blessing. And the saints of old that used to say, if I couldn't say a word, I'll just wave my hand. They knew that somewhere in that wave that God understood what they were going through, because they come from an era and a time when they couldn't voice their opinion like they wanted to, but they had a connection with God. Isn't it wonderful to have that connection? Because if you got that connection and that bond with God, nobody is able to take it away from you. They can tell you even in the schoolhouse that you can't pray, but they can't get in your mind. You know, when you get ready and you sit down to take that test, and you just ask the Lord, Lord, help me remember what I studied. You got to learn how to talk to God in your own special way. So here I am again on a mission for God to share a word with you this morning, to let all of God's people know and inform and encourage our youth this morning that there are things that they can do for God even at a young age, to let them know that if they let God be their God, that he would strengthen them and allow them to do even the impossible. All they have to do is have faith and confidence in the fact that he is who he says that he is. He is more than anything that we could ever imagine, because he continues to do the thing that we need him to do. Anything that works against us, God is already right there. And we need to let them know and help them to understand that if they have faith in God, faith the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. They need to know this morning that no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper, because the enemy is busy. He doesn't care that you love God. He doesn't care that you're trying to live a better life. He's always going to put stumbling blocks in your way. But if you got your mind made up that I'm going to serve the Lord our God If you got your mind made up and you heard somebody say, if you take one step, God will take two. Thing is that you got to do your part this morning. Our text this morning has been reversed so many times with people saying that you can't send a boy to do a man's job. But I come to tell you this morning that there is a situation and there are times when God will allow that a boy can do the same thing that a man can do. If he trusts and believes that it's in God's will. You see, that's what we got to understand, that it has to be in the will of God. It doesn't matter how old you are, you can't do anything all by yourself. As I stand here this morning, I'm not standing on my own accord. I'm standing by the power and the Spirit of God. As I open up my mouth and God continues to let me remember some of the things that he shared with me in my spirit, I got to let you know that God will be right there by your side. And I come this morning to let you know that there was an occasion where Paul said it like this. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. So in other words, that's why I say it's important to let our children be children while they're children. But as they get older, there's some of the things that they got to stop doing. You get to the point to where you know how sometimes we tell them you're too old for that. That means that you done come, you've been living long enough to where you ought not be doing no crazy mess right now. And so it is our responsibility to help our children know that they are somebody and they can be productive right here in our community. Today, we want to talk about a boy that had the courage of a man, had no fear of the dangers that he was about to face. Reason why? Because this boy knew that he had God on his side. A boy by the name of David, who was the youngest son of Jesse, born in Bethlehem as one of the tribes of Judah, who would one day become Israel's most famous king, one that loved God and loved music, and he was noted for his musical abilities. This boy I'm talking about was a shepherd that cared for and protected the sheep for his father. When he was yet just a boy, there was a battle between the Philistines, who stood on one side of the mountain, and the children of Israel stood on the other side. The Bible declares, and the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side. There was a valley between them. There went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, and this champion's name was Goliath. His height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a helmet of brass upon his head. He was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. He had greaves of brass upon his legs and a target of brass between his shoulders. The staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. One bearing a shield went before him. So this man called Goliath was already dressed and ready for battle. This man called Goliath, who we consider him to be a giant, he stood and he cried unto the armies of Israel, said unto them, why are ye come out to set battle in array? Am not I a Philistine and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man. A man for you that would come down to me. So, in other words, out of all the men in your army, I want one of them men to come out and fight me like a man. If I fight and I kill him, then you all will be our servants. But if he kills me, then in turn, we will be your servants. This Philistine was very arrogant, and he said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we might fight together. So you know how it is sometimes when there's a bully in the land and there's somebody that everybody's afraid of. That bully gets in. This is a bully called Goliath. This bully called Goliath, he is defying them. And he's saying, I want somebody that will stand before me and fight this battle. When Saul and all of Israel heard these words of the Philistine, the Bible declared that they were dismayed and they were greatly afraid. See, the Bible states that one day while they were in battle, that Jesse sent David to the battlefield.
There David went to the battlefield. He was to go and to carry his brother some food. And he brought a parched corn, some bread and some cheese. And he wanted to know, find out how they are doing right now. A concerned father, even though his sons are out on the battlefield and he's at home, I believe Jesse was at home praying. Lord, protect my boys. Lord, help my boys to fight that battle. Lord, I want to know that everything is going to be all right. And look at Jesse. Now, Jesse done stayed home, but he sent little David. Little David went out, just a little boy. A little boy had to get up one morning very early and had to leave his job of watching over the sheep to carry out his father's wishes. While he heard what the Philistine named Goliath had to say, he came down. For 40 days, this Philistine would come down. 40 days, he challenged them. He said, I want to see if there's a man today that's going to fight this battle. And now you would think that out of all of those that are fighting in the army, that somebody would have stood to the test of time or stepped up to the plate. But all of those men were afraid. They were afraid because Goliath was big. Goliath was a fighter. Goliath was one that they were afraid to confront. So he began to believe that I done told you what's going to happen. But as he talked to them, look, David heard what he had to say. David was so angry because it angered David that nobody would stand to the plate. So he was the one that volunteered himself to fight. So now let us look at this boy that was sent to do a man's job. David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. In other words, don't worry about Goliath. I got my mind made up and I'll go and fight the battle for you. I'll go and fight with this Philistine. Saul said unto David, thou art not able to go because you fight against this Philistine because you are nothing but a youth. You're nothing but a little boy. How can you go out and fight this man of war? Because ever since he was small, Goliath been fighting. You don't know nothing about fighting. You love God. You love to take care of the sheep. But David had to remind them, when I watched over your sheep, there were times when the sheep was in danger. And I found out that all I had to do was trust the power of a loving God. He began to let him know, now, if I saw, I got to go because it's in my heart to go. And I want to let you know that I got to be delivered by the power of a loving God. The servant slew that it found out that there was a time when I was there and there was a lion and a bear that came. And one of them devoured or tried to get one of my sheep. Well, you know, when you got a job to protect somebody, you got to have a mindset that nobody's going to mess with what I'm protecting. So David realized here that I'm going to go up against this bear. I'm going to go up against this lion, and I'm going to do the thing that needs to be done. The Bible said that he took the lion out, he took sheep out of the lion's mouth. And he rose up against him and caught him by the beard and smote him. So, in other words, David killed the lion. David killed the bear. David realized, I didn't do it all by myself. I just stopped by to let you know that you ought to know that when a boy got the Lord on his side, all he got to do is trust in the power of a loving God. Anybody know that God will give you strength? Because the Bible declares, when I'm weak, God will make me strong. Have you ever been down and out and thought that you was not going to make it? But I thank God for this boy called David. For David said, for the utmost that the Lord delivered me out of the hand of the bear. The Lord delivered me out of the hand of the lion. So I know that my God will deliver me from this Philistine. I want to let you know that I want to do what the Lord sent me out to do. So Saul was convinced, David got his mind made up. I'm not going to hold you back, but I want you to go out there. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with you. See, David realized that I got my help now. Long as I got my help, everything's going to be all right. They began to get David dressed up for the battle. The Bible said that they took him a staff and put it in his hand. They put some things upon him and covered him down with all of this armor and all of the things that will help him to fight the battle. But you know, when you fight a battle, you need familiar territory. You need to know that I feel comfortable in what I do. David said, this stuff is too heavy on me. I can't move like I want to move. But I'm so glad that I know something about God. I'm so glad that if I use my weapon, All I got to do is use what I got. I don't know about you this morning, but I know I serve a mighty God. God told David, go out there and do what you got to do. But the Bible declared that David went out. He reached down on the ground and he picked up 5 smooth stones. David had a slingshot in his hand. David realized that I see the giant Goliath right now. Goliath looked at David and said, look at this little boy. A boy come out here to do a man's job. He began to laugh and say, I'm going to put you, I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to feed you to the fowls of the air. But look at little David. David said, I'm not afraid of you, Goliath. I got my mind made up. You think you're going to take me down, but I'm going to take you down. And when I take you down, I'm going to feed you to the birds. I'm going to let you know that I got all power in my hand. So they got ready to go out to battle. I see David now getting the slingshot ready. Goliath standing there all big and tall. But look at little David all down there, little, and he's just a little bitty boy. But David started to ring his slingshot, and he started to swing it around his head. And the Bible declared that he swung it so fast that it got enough speed on it that when the rock went in, he hit Goliath in the head. The rock went right through his skin, went all the way into his head, and Goliath fell down to the ground. Anybody know that God will bless a little boy, make a little boy do a man's job? And I want to let you know that David didn't have no sword, but he took that sword and he went there and he got down on the chest of Goliath and took Goliath's sword out of his shield and cut Goliath's head off. I want to let you know that David was a mighty good fighter. David fought that battle and he won the battle. You can send a boy out to do a man's job if they go in the power of a loving God. And he went back and let the king know, everything is all right now. You don't have to worry about nobody. You don't have to worry about the Goliath. You don't have to worry about Goliath anymore, because I done killed Goliath and I got all power in my hand. I know that I'm a child of the mighty king and I done been delivered this morning. Is there anybody in the house this morning that need God to help you fight your battle? I want to let you know that if you send a boy and that boy go in the name of the Lord, he can do the job of a man. But I thank my God right now that God got everything under control. All I got to do is call on the name of Jesus and I'll knock that giant down. I'll step on that giant's chest. I'll cut that giant's head off and I'll deliver it to my king. I'll let him know that everything is all right now. You don't have to be afraid of the enemy, no matter how high they be. You might be high, but that's a fall. You got to fall. And Goliath found himself beat up by a kid. All you got to do is trust God, because God will give you the power to stand up against any giant, the giants of distress and despair that is in your life. Call on the name of God. The giant of sickness and disease, stand up in the name of God. And if you go in the name of the Lord, God will deliver you. God will do what needs to be done. That was an occasion that is written in the Holy Writ, where a boy was sent to do a man's job, and he came out victorious. He went in with confidence. He went in with faith, knowing that I'm not fighting all by myself. Because King Saul said, as you go, David, the Lord God be with you. As you children go out into this world and you face the giants that are going to come upon you, do know that the Lord God will go with you. All you got to do is call on him, trust in him, and everything will be all right. When they sent a boy to do a man's job, sometimes we have to stand back and just let God be God. Because can't nobody do you like Jesus.